All right. What's good, fellas? How we doing? Welcome back to the Cap Room. You're listening to your host. Oh, shoot. I ain't even hit it, but okay. All right, now I'm ready. 3, 2. What's good, fellas? You already know. You're tuned back into the funniest podcast in the game, the Cap Room, hosted by some of my favorite friends. It's your boy, Shakori Young. I'm joined by my co-host. Go ahead, introduce yourself, fellas.
What's up, y'all? You know, it's me, Miles Ashton.
Jeez, fresh off the road. And how you feeling?
Yeah. I'm feeling good. I'm fresh off of a softball game last night.
How much did y'all get beat by?
Only like 15 this time. manager said he's moving me up in the order, though. So,
okay.
The cages are paying off.
Seeing your value, I see. That is hilarious. Okay. All right, fellas. We've been gone a couple of weeks. I know, you know, boys hit the road, but there's been a lot of basketball. Luckily, there was a trash ass all-star game as a buffer. So we didn't miss too much, but we did miss some stuff, fellas. I'm thinking about, let's start off easy. I mean, all of our teams has had interesting, I would say, last few weeks. I mean, Ben's team is still red hot somehow. Maybe are y'all the hottest team in the league?
I think we've cooled off not to be that anymore.
Think they're hotter than the Celtics?
I mean, the Celtics are the Celtics at this point. But I would say as streaks go, I mean, I would put your team in the Warriors, the Lakers and the Warriors up there. I would put the Cavs still up there. Yeah, I think I would have put my Mavs up there. That's why that game was so good the other night. I would have put my Mavs up there too.
Have you been having dreams about Max Strus? Has he been popping up in your dreams?
Hey, man, don't let heat culture get you confused. Okay, let's go ahead. We here already. Let's start with the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers are just – I think y'all still red hot. I mean, y'all got a real shot at the 2 seed. Me and you have been talking. You just feel like it's just something different about this team. This is not the team that got pumped by the Knicks last year. What's your feelings about the Cavs fresh off of I know that Chicago game. I bet on Max Strus the next night, and I shouldn't have. I thought he was just red hot, but 5 threes in the fourth. The 59-foot game winner, obviously. I mean, how do you feel about your Cavs and realistically of like, oh, we can knock off the Celtics, win a couple rounds in this playoff?
What the conclusion I've come to is that it's Boston's East and everyone else is just living in it. I really think Boston is on a completely different level than anyone in the East. I would give us 5 games in Boston. Maybe we get 1 game. I'm not even like the Bucks don't even like scare me when it comes to Boston. I'm more scared of maybe if like Joel Embiid comes back, but the Cavs, I'm just looking for a first round win at this point. I think the question has been answered. Like, can we play Evan Mobley and Jared Allen? And that answer is no. And I think like
that was about to be my next question to you.
Especially in the Bulls game following the Mavs game, JB was not fucking with it, which I really like. I want him to go as far as just to bring Evan Mobley off the bench at this point and just go backup center, Jared Allen starting.
You suggested that earlier before Garland and Ev came back, because we've had this conversation a couple times. Like, y'all got 4 guys and 2 of them do the same thing, and yet JB, there was a minutes restriction, so Mobley was kind of already subjected to not closing the games. But now the minutes restriction is off, and like I saw it in that Mavericks game real time, boy couldn't stay on the floor. The boy couldn't stay out there with our dogs. And y'all was like, get that nigga off the court. Is that a concern? Like, this isn't like, I'm thinking about Jabari Smith right now and him just being like a great role player in the top 3 pick, because I think that's his ceiling. Are you concerned that this whole thing, we talked about it last year, me and you personally, this whole Cavaliers thing kind of revolves around Evan Mobley. If he doesn't make this big leap, are you just dependent on your 6'1 Donovan Mitchell and elite rim protection from Jared Allen to coast you through? I think that can win you around, but it's like long term, is Mobley the answer? Like, is it something you got to figure out with like, oh shit, Kobe and them got to get Evan Mobley up out of here because this ain't going to work?
I'm not too concerned long term. I think that, like, he especially this year, I'm not concerned. Like, we can win a playoff series the way he is.
He is.
Look how he's talking about him. Like, he a make a wish kid.
He just his handle. He's not the strongest with the ball. He's always getting the ball poked away from him, not having like the tightest handle, and like. He's been saying he's been working hard every like summer, like improving on everything. But I just really like haven't seen that on the court. But I have noticed ever since he's been back, he has like had another level of aggression and confidence when it comes to attacking the rim. My biggest thing with the development of Evan Mobley is him never bringing the ball up the court and him not feeling like he can attack and transition. And I think that's like a coaching staff thing. I want him to feel empowered to like lead a fast break, to like initiate an offense. Like, I think like he can be like a Giannis-esque in like the open floor if he has like the opportunities to.
Sheesh, that's a business.
That's what I was going to bring up. I was like, do you even think it's open for Evan Mobley to make this like all-star type jump? You know what I'm saying? Because like what we're seeing with Anthony Edwards right now.
Or like Scotty Barnes.
Right. Cat is literally on TV being like, we're going as far as Ant. And for Cat, he was brought in first. He was the star of the T-Wolves. Now he's obviously taking this back seat to Anthony Edwards, who is like the clear star face of this franchise. But it's just like, does Evan Mobley even really have the shot at like becoming this star that people thought he was going to be with a Donovan Mitchell and a Garland on the team that dominate the ball? Because I just don't feel like he's really going to have a shot at even becoming that player in Cleveland.
And real quick, being Bill Simmons was running around calling this guy Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan, ceiling. And now I'm sitting here like, what is this, like Super Thaddeus Young with just great defense? I'm asking.
Boy. No, if a nigga called me Super Thaddeus Young, I'm swinging on you on That's
crazy. I mean, Thaddeus is a much more polished offensive player.
Yeah, as I said, Thaddeus was super deep. I literally saw Josh Green and PJ JB look at him and say, "Hey, get him out of there, get him out of there." I've never, we'll get to the magic shit later. I know I like my wings. I'm just saying, I've seen Evan Mobley in person, literally go up guard PG at the level, get back, get Zubac. Like, I know defensively he is elite. But I like that you're saying that. I heard Ryan Russillo talking about Jabari Smith the other day of like, guys that's supposed to be elite perimeter guys that don't get to dribble a lot is going to be in trouble. Because, I mean, just dribbling at an NBA level is a different thing. We see Jaylen Brown right now got to make fun of his left hand because he's so, you know what I mean, insignificant with it. So, I mean, just the opportunities that he's getting, especially because you got a Mitchell and a Garland. It's like, when does he get this time to initiate and figure out his own type of offense? Like, you know what would have been good for him? Jared Allen and Spider getting hurt the same way him and DG got hurt to clear up the way for them. So
I want to challenge Darius Garland to just be better. I think we need him to step up more than what he's doing. He's got a mental block when it comes to going to the rim. I can just tell. Like, he doesn't want to go to the rim. He doesn't want to create the contact. And when he does, he always gets blocked. And he's just got to figure it. He's got to start floating. He's just got to develop a Trae Young float game.
Go to the Trae Young float school.
He can't get to the rim. In his early years, I'm like, maybe he can like Chris Paul his way to the rim, draw a lot of contact, get to the free throw line. But I don't think it's happening. Like, he just needs to commit to the floater. But that's the Cavs talk. Isaac Okoro. Oh, last thing, Isaac Okoro. I think the Cavs made a bad decision. Well, that I wouldn't have extended him last offseason, but Isaac Okoro has made himself a lot of money this season, and like, it's going to be more expensive to retain him this season than it was last season. So I could see a team giving Isaac Okoro like a healthy restricted free agent.
He's a sixer, my boy. He feels like next to Maxey.
That would be a great pairing. And they have a lot of cap space, don't they?
Damn, yep, they do.
Really sad. You just got
All right, while we're still in the East, before we get over to the West, while we're still in the East, the Heat, the Miami Heat. They had a brawl while we were gone. We saw. I heard Thomas Bryant was playing the best defense of the year, trying to defend himself from Jose Alvarado. But the Heat are smacking boys. The Heat are back. They don't even have Rozier yet. They've missed Jimmy Butler for three games, but they got something figured out with Jovic, and Bam is just on fire. Jaime Jaquez is back. Caleb Martin had a really good game the other night as well. You said this is Boston's East, and this is why I wanted to talk about Miami. Miami is back, baby. Miami is always here.
They are the best at getting the third place, nigga. They are the best third place niggas I have ever seen in my life. They're very good at just hanging around.
Mm-hmm.
Very good at hanging around. But, when it comes down to, they maybe could get one of those crazy upset wins. Because, what seed are they in right now?
They are an eighth seed. They are a game and a half out of fourth. So it's in the eighth seed. Yeah. Is that close?
I can see them either getting a good matchup in the first round or just really, playing with somebody in the play-in. Like, they'll make it out the play-in just because they're the Heat. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to take anything they do seriously. I'm just not.
They made the finals last year.
Yeah. If the matchup, because what I'm seeing right now is the way Miami's playing, they've won 7 out of the last 10. And a couple of these wins, they just lost. But a couple of these wins came without Jimmy and Jovic, and Jovic's been playing well for them. Yep. But, yo, I'm sitting here looking at Miami. If Miami gets a 5 seed and now they're sitting here playing either a hobbled Philly team or everybody's beloved Knicks, mm-hmm. I'm picking Miami versus either of them teams. And I don't care if Embiid is back in the Philly series.
I definitely think they'll make it out the first round. I'm not taking anything seriously past that.
I've said before, as Ben said, they made the finals. I got to – every year, I don't care how many times they make the finals, the Heat got to reprove it to me. I don't care. Do it again. But I guarantee you, Boston does not want to see Miami in the second round.
No one wants to see Miami. Butler out here in Fall Out Boy music videos, nigga. Nobody wants to see them. But
it's that time of year. It's that time of year where Miami starts turning it up.
What I'm hoping what happens is they get that 5 seed, Knicks get the 4, they beat the Knicks.
Yeah.
So that way,
look at Ben, yeah.
So that way, that'll push the Knicks to really make a move this offseason. Because I feel like they're doing this kind of pussyfooting around thing. Like, I don't know. I think we can just do it with Jaylen going Superman every night. Let's see what happens. I don't want to spend the money. I don't want to make those trades. But I think if they get spanked on national television by the Heat, who are just now turning it on, end of February, I think that'll finally make them have to, really go make a trade. Like, I love OG Anunoby, but, that's not what Becky Hammon was telling y'all to do.
I got a theory about OG as a San Antonio Spurs this summer, but I don't want to talk about it yet. All right, so they just got smacked by Jonathan Kuminga last night. Shout out to Kuminga. We'll talk about the Warriors later, but they did just get smacked by Kuminga last night.
At the game.
Maybe Ben was right. He did have some Knicks hate in his heart a couple weeks ago, but he was like, he just didn't believe in the Knicks. And yes, the injuries are still there, but it's just been a couple weeks, that tough game. The Pistons was giving them hell. Like that last that game coming down to the wire to a Josh Hart and one. That's not a situation y'all should be in versus the Pistons. I need y'all putting up a 70-point win the same way I just saw Giannis had the Nassers out there playing the Hornets. So, I love Miami. I think Miami is really the toast of the East. Like, I don't think Milwaukee, no team, as you said, no team wants to see them. I do think they're beatable, but I just think no team wants to see them. They haven't even had Rozier fully going yet. Bam and Jimmy's only played 29 games. Heat culture, I'm just very fascinated right now again because it's the same time of year every year around late February, March, and they just turn it on. So I'm excited to see what Miami has. Is there anybody else in the East that we've been gone the last couple of weeks that we need to – oh, Trey. The Hawks season is over? Is the Hawks season over?
Nigga, the Hawks season started over, bro. Get free trade, bro. Free
trade. Is that the move? That's been a lot of the discourse in the NBA circles. Do you trade DeJounte or do you trade Trey?
I think you trade Trey. What are you gonna get? What are you gonna get a bigger haul back for? Who wants DeJounte Murray that bad?
The Lakers.
No, we don't. I think it's trade DeJounte to LA or trade him to San Antonio.
All right, I was just about to say, Ben, we were in the group chat talking last night, hypothetically. I mean, it's been, we're not the first to discuss it, but Trae Young as a San Antonio Spur. I know I want to talk Wimby, but Trae Young as a San Antonio Spur, how realistic do you think? Because I think the Lakers are going to go out to trade this summer too, but how realistic?
Go out to Trae and Spider.
How realistic is it that Trae Young is in the San Antonio Spurs jersey next year, Ben?
Wasn't there like a rumor that like the Hawks wanted Trey in the draft because the owner's son was a big fan of him?
Yeah.
So it just depends how that owner's son is feeling right now, I guess.
Oh my goodness. But
I think like, yeah, if Trey's going to work, it would be with Wemby, someone who like just offsets Trey's like shortness. Like, it just doesn't matter. He's just so tall. Trey, arguably the best lob thrower in the league, him or Luka. And, like, Wemby, like, you just have to throw the ball to the basket. And, like, there's, like, a 50% chance that, like, he will just find a way to tip it in, maybe even more. Like, so, yeah. I mean, if I was the Spurs, I'd do it because, like, what else? I don't think I'd give up whatever pick I get in this draft, which is, I mean, hopefully it's like a top three pick. I don't think I'd give up that type of asset for Trae Young, but like I would consider it.
You'll have to.
The Spurs. Wow. This Trae thing is crazy. Cause I think Trae is the perfect Atlanta Hawk. And I know he had the conference finals run. And I don't like saying that was a fluke. Like, I literally saw this nigga dismantle Elfrid Payton and Reggie Bullock by himself. Whether they were falling apart or not, nigga had them Sixers running around, yo, chicken with their head cut off. And, yo, they got a couple games off in that Giannis. Giannis was hurt. I'm a Trae believer because I literally was telling you, Ben, I was like, yo, what if the Nets traded for him? This was last year of just putting him around those super big wing defenders. Everybody around him is going to have to be able to play defense. Like everybody around him. You talk about Trae, not only one of the best lob passers, but probably two or three best playmakers in the league, period. This is just 28-10. And just seeing him, like, everybody thought Quinn Snyder was going to save it. I'm not sure Pop could save it. But everything I've seen out of Victor Wembanyama, him and Trae could make a run next year. Next year. That's how good I think Victor Wembanyama is. Yep. They could make the run next year.
Wimby's doing all that without anybody passing him the ball.
He tried to throw it to himself off the glass the other night.
Bro.
That's how bad he wanted. All right, real quick. Any other trade? Trade's out for 4 weeks. The Hawks season is in shambles. Boosie just going to be swag surfing into the void. Is there any other Hawks analysis? Because I have to get into this Victor Wembanyama thing.
I don't know.
It's just like, they're the 10th seed. On the wall.
Atlanta. They're the 10th seed, yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on to... Let's move on to the 15th seed in the West. So, Wemby, okay, a couple of days before Christmas, Wemby rolls his ankle. And it's like a lot of this narrative, oh, it's over. Oh, the Wemby, we knew he would get injured. And it wasn't nothing but like a week or two. And he came back on the minutes restriction. Mm-hmm. He came back on his minutes restriction, and we had alluded to it. He was in that Bucks game where he just, oh my, he wanted it versus Giannis. Like every trip up down the floor in the fourth quarter, you could just see a dog. Like he was answering, and everybody know Giannis got that motor. He answered everything Giannis had that night. I remember sitting there going, coming on the pod, like, man, he looked good last night. Wimby versus Giannis, that was crazy. Even as the minutes restriction has lifted, I said it in this group chat last night. I said it in my other group chat. I think Victor Wembanyama might be the best player in basketball right now. This is insane, the things I'm seeing him do.
I love Wemby, but the best player in basketball just evicted the Clippers the other night.
Mm-hmm. All right, that 40-year-old nigga could barely get up, man. And when he saw Wemby, he was terrified. Hey, that's another thank you. When LeBron saw Wemby, terrified. Tried to – yo, LeBron's dope. 40 years old, doing it at this – he's like the king. Victor Wembanyama recorded a 5-by-5 game versus the king. It's only 15 players. Only 14 other players have done it.
Yeah. Nurkic.
Hey, only players to score more than 27 points in a 5-by-5 game is Hakeem Olajuwon, Julius Ervin, and David Robinson. That is the company Wemby is in. This is he was an assist off of a damn 5-by-5 game the game before. This is going to be a habit. He's going to be a quadruple-double machine. I was talking to the homie about this when we're talking about generational talent. LeBron and Steph Curry are generational talents. I have the best player in the world, biasly, in Luka Doncic. We've seen Giannis Antetokounmpo, Nikola Jokic. To me, those ain't – I might sound like big wads on this one. That ain't generational. They ain't changed. Hey, this ain't generational. When I'm seeing from Wemby – I saw him tape check motherfucking rookie of the year out his hand. The Thunder, the one seed in the West, Benjamin. He went down, set a screen, popped out to the three, all net, came back, guarded the boy out the screen and blocked his shit. I said, yo, wrap it up. This is league. Wrap it up.
It's over.
Wrap it up. This is.
And it's like, it's. That's just like he's doing that because he just like exists, just because he's like that big. Like it's
he
not
even know what he's doing out there yet.
Oh. Yeah,
I don't, he still hasn't even adjusted to like the speed of the game. Like he's just out there, bro. That's why I'm just like, you get somebody like a Trey that can really be like, all right, I'm about to have so much fun on this PNR. We're gonna set you up because it's just like, bro, Trey Young with a dude that can pick and pop like that. We've never seen him. He's either had Clint Capella, who's a rim runner, or what's the nigga name that made the t-shirt of him dunking?
John Collins.
John Collins can't shoot for shit.
Shout out to Jalen Johnson being better than John Collins. We were just talking about the Heat, but go ahead.
Yeah. But it's just like you give Trae Young a weapon like that, man. Like I really do think they can really throw their weight around in the West next year with just them two.
So he's generating some defensive player of the year buzz as a rookie. Are you guys comfortable with him winning defensive player of the year as a rookie?
I wouldn't be mad about it because they put Anthony Davis's stats on the screen. Anthony Davis, it said second most blocks and steals combined. You know who's in first?
Yeah, goddamn. He had a 10-block game right before All-Star.
If you're leading the league in blocks and steals combined, how could you not be defensive player of the year?
I guess because they just have been bad. But it's like, yo, this is like, did you see the play the other night where the guy gets the rebound. He doesn't even move. He lets the little nigga run up under the rim behind him and just sticks his hand out and blocks it. Hey, listen, bro. OG Anunoby, do not re-sign with the New York Knicks. Go play generational basketball with Victor Wembanyama. If you think Rudy Gobert and Jaden McDaniels, and I think they are the best defense in the league, if that's a great defense, OG Anunoby and Victor Wembanyama will be out there looking like it won't even. Hey, Adam Silver, you don't need any offensive rules. Go play San Antonio and see how much you score.
I guess like my reservation with voting for him defensive player of the year, like if I vote for him this year, who will I ever vote for again besides him? Like this could be just like the last year to vote for someone else.
That's the thing. That's kind of like when LeBron won 4 straight MVPs, he really could have won 2 or 3 more after that. I mean, voter fatigue always happens. It's the NBA.
I guess so. Yeah.
But it's like when this guy
is fatigue proof, yeah.
When this guy starts really winning and taking the Spurs to deep playoff runs and stuff like that, he's probably going to be winning MVP and Defensive Player of the Year. But mm-hmm. he's definitely going to win Rookie of the Year. So I could see the league being like, let's give it to AD or Gobert.
Yeah.
He's going to be Rookie of the Year and probably win Defensive Player of the Year four more times after this. But it's just kind of like the bro has the most blocks and steals combined in the league right now.
So you think that block on Chat really set the Rookie of the Year race?
That shut all the conversation down. That was it.
But again, that's why I set it up when he hit the three before. It was like a sequence of like,
And then they got the win. They got the win against the number one seed, bro.
Like, and I was the one screaming Chat for Rookie of the Year. I apologize. Everything I said, Wembanyama, you are generational.
I mean, Chat's really good though. Chat's really good.
That's what I'm getting at. Chet is dope. Chet has, I think I just heard Tim McMahon say 150 blocks, 100 threes with Chet. He's amazing. It's still 25 games to go.
Wimby is just another level. Him
just existing on the court is a top 10 defensive player in the league. Like,
well, yeah, it's like playing with six people.
Top 10 KLZ called him the
essentially,
best.
It's almost essentially. Right, playing defense with six people, like almost.
That's my OG theory, because like I said, we was hypothetically trading trade to the Spurs last night. And you got to give up Vassell and maybe Keldon. Trey Jones, it's got to be a haul. Sohan stays. You get a guy like a OG Anunoby, and OG is a pipe dream, but oh my goodness, OG with Wimby? Come on, man. He killing with Isaiah Hartenstein.
Look. Anything else? On the top.
Nah, we can wrap up, Wimby. We can move on to
I wanted to ask Niles a Lakers question. There's a report that LeBron is looking for over $100 million.
3 years, 160 is what Russillo's saying. He asked people about that's the number.
Are you comfortable giving him that money?
42-year-old LeBron making $59 million a year.
Who the fuck else on the Lakers deserve to make that money?
3 for 160 is crazy.
Yeah,
when I saw the $100 million bid, I was out of my mind, because I'm thinking like 3 for 100, like the Chris Paul deal or something like that, the Kyle Lowry deal, where it's like an opt out in the last year. This nigga want Kobe got the deal.
Yeah, this that is the Kobe deal all over again.
Yeah, it's here's my thing: if he hadn't already won a chip, I'd say no, but because he got the championship in 2020, yeah. And it's just like, bro, like, what else? Like, who else are you gonna pay? Like, he just showed the other night, we can only win if I take off the Clint Kent glasses or whatever the fuck.
Oh no,
like,
if he whip it out,
man. All right, I already wanted Darvin Ham fired, but after that, after that, I was like, nah, nigga, you really got to go. We gonna bring Cam'ron and Mason here. You gotta get out of here.
I guess, like, I understand the point of like, who else are we going to give that money to? We got to spend it on someone. But what other team would spend that money on LeBron? Is there a team out there that would actually give him that deal?
If they had the cap space and a team and a roster ready to win, like if they were like, adding LeBron to this team makes this a championship team, you know what I'm saying? Like that, like if OKC had that money, yeah, I would think they would give it to LeBron. Why wouldn't they?
Okay, so the Spurs and the Pistons do have the money, the Hornets as well. But let me
Sixers name two could. Teams. The Sixers
the Sixers, the Sixers and the Magic both have the money to offer them at this
time. If I was the Magic, I'd do it in a heartbeat.
And getting away of Franz and Paolo?
LeBron, maybe I'd go to the Magic and be like, I don't have to do shit anymore. I can do just
Franz and Paolo re-up.
What is this? Paolo's 2022, Franz is 2021. So Franz is next year, Paolo the year after.
Honestly, the last time LeBron won a championship was in Orlando. So maybe he needs to go back.
You a piece of shit. do I want a 42-year-old making 30 mil?
It's almost 60 mil. Almost
but 60. It's just like, this isn't just any 42-year-old. It's the best basketball player to ever live. Like, it's just... I feel like you can't look at it as like you're giving a 40-year-old all this money. It's LeBron James. Because if you take his numbers, if you take his name off, if you take his age off, and you just put the numbers up, that is a max player for points. He's averaging what, 26, 6 and 7, 40% from 3, over 50% from the field. Like, he hasn't been injured really this year. He's playing very efficient. Any other player that puts up stats like that is making that amount of money.
Yeah, like, I'm fine with 1 year deals, 1 year max deals.
3 years is crazy, though. He loves
the 2 year, 1 year opt out, but the three, oh man, I don't know.
If it was any other 40-year-old, I'd say take your old ass home.
But I just think
James,
it's still gonna be a dramatic fall off. Like, that's my reservations on the 3 years. Brady won in 2020,
right?
And he was okay in 21, like. Okay, and then he was like, yo, I'm going to come back one more time. And I was like, uh-oh. And it was all right. It wasn't it wasn't Peyton Manning noodle arm, but it was like, I ain't even want to see Brady like that. I'm like, it's losing some steam.
It's crazy because it's just like, he's playing like this now. What do you think, there's just going to be this huge drop-off within? I think next year he's still going to be really good. Yeah. It's that second year. That contract that I don't know, but I don't see somebody dropping 34 on the hottest team in the West or whatever, and then it's their last game in Staples Center. You know what I'm saying? Next year, I just don't see LeBron not being a 25 a game scorer. Like,
I agree. Like, it's going to be, it seems like it's going to be, it has been like a gradual decline. I don't see him falling off a cliff anytime soon.
Right.
Like, I think if he takes a step back, if he doesn't want to be the primary role in the offense, he can play till he's 45, I think.
Yeah. Like, but it's just like, if you're going to take a step back and not take the primary role, you making 40, 50, 60 million a year. Yeah. Not right. You know what I'm saying?
Just take a, if he takes like 15 million off, like, that's player.
I would really like to see him do the Tom Brady thing. I'm gonna take the pay cut. Let's get a fire roster together. Let's make a last little push.
He is a billionaire. Like, he's damn near.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I thought he'd do. But he's also a billionaire because he don't leave no money on the table.
Yep.
Exactly. They're talking about the Heat pay cuts. Niggas wasn't getting up. So, all right. So what is the LeBron? Cool. Give him the extension. There's been rumors of trade this offseason. You thinking Spider, going after Spider. I've heard some DeMar DeRozan. Who is the guy? Because the third guy can't be Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves looks better on this team if he's the fourth guy.
Yeah. I think you got to go get Spider. I think he fits. He's a dude that can take over in the fourth quarter, and that's what you need.
Shit, you got to give up AR at least in the Spider deal. Ain't that right,
I need the picks, and I need – Austin Reeves and probably Rui. Man, Max Christie.
Three, you giving up all three first rounders, Max Christie. They probably got to throw Jay Hood in there. That's an extra first rounder. Sheesh.
But like, you would have to talk to Donovan and his team. Like, how willing is he to extend long term in LA? Probably he wants to be in a big market. I feel that. But I think if we play well enough, there is still a chance that maybe we can get an extension done in the off season. Did you guys watch the Warriors Nuggets game on last Sunday?
Listen.
Oh yeah, I watched a little bit of it. We was a little busy on Sunday.
Yeah.
That was when you did that little thing in Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a little sound. Yeah.
Well, I was working hard on the television. And the Warriors, I mean, they were up by, they played a really good, probably the best half I've seen them play this season. They were up by like almost 20 against the Nuggets, and then Jokic, it just said, okay, let's just turn it on. 32, 16 and 16 in that game right there. I was like, it's still going to go through Jokic.
Before last night, he had three straight triple doubles coming out of the All-Star break. Everybody was shitting on him and Luka, how they was playing, and them boys came out of the All-Star break like, "Hey, which one of us getting MVP, doggy?" We've done that pod about three times this year of why we this what we talking about. This is Joker's championship to lose. I think
I don't know.
Sorry, Shay. He might be packing up that MVP this week. He might have packed it up this week. I ain't gonna lie to you, boy. And it was against the Warriors. Before that, we talking about Ben's Cavs. We talking about how hot Miami is. Warriors 8 out of 10 right now. They look.
Just we are an anti-Warriors pod, just to remember.
That's it.
I mean, the Warriors are playing desperate right now. It's just like, you know, it's a nigga that's hungry, that's in a grocery store. I'm coming out of here with something, and I'm gonna fight y'all on the way out. Like that's like they're desperate, and I feel like Steph probably even gave them a talk. It's like, nigga, I'm still great. What the fuck is wrong with y'all? You know. Yeah. And Kuminga basically made himself the second option. This shit has been amazing. Like,
Kuminga, I think we said that in the last podcast. I said Kuminga might be the second best Warrior.
He is.
And every night he goes out there and proves he might literally just be the Kuminga revelation is crazy.
He took the ball and said, I'm the second option now. And Steph, you better not fuck up, cause I might shoot it 20 times if you don't.
Plays coming off the bench.
Got a fresh haircut.
Off the bench, Clay. Off the clip, bench, Clay has been dope. Chris Paul is back. I mean, we got to give Brandon Podziemski some love. I mean, Pods is the one that got Clay benched. I mean, the way Pods out there playing, he do everything. Dude,
he is like. For a pick in the late teens, I mean, what a hit. Like, he's been so much better than I expected him to be, and that's 100% because he's a short white guy, and I just underestimated him. And the dude rebounds like fucking Dennis Rodman. Like,
I was just about to say, incredible rebounder. Always taking over on his rebounds the last couple of weeks.
Lefty, too. Shout out lefties.
Yeah, and a quick shit on that, shitting on the Lakers real quick. Jaime Jaquez, Mexican from UCLA, from SoCal. Lakers didn't get him.
Don't get me started.
Brandon Podziemski. And y'all took Jay Hood. Ain't touched the floor this year.
I think Jaime was before the Lakers pick.
I thought them two went 18 and 19, and Lakers had 17. My bad.
Jaime Jaquez, bro. I made a whole tweet about it when it happened, because I'm a UCLA basketball fan. My pops went to UCLA. I watch their games. I know the players, that type of shit. And it's just like, Jaime Jaquez was a dude that played, I think he played 3 years at UCLA every year.
It was right.
Oh, that's a bad. I thought
Jay Hood went 17 and them two went 18 and 19, right?
And then Cam Whitmore at 20. And I remember.
Shout out to Cam.
I can't believe Cam Whitmore is going to fall to the Lakers, a dude who was projected like top five. I thought
we were getting Jaime Jaquez or Cam Whitmore, and we didn't get either one. I mean, I'd never really heard of Jalen Hood for Shafino before, but it's
still just, haven't. I don't even know what he looks like.
But it's just like Jaime Jaquez was a proven player in college. He played 3 years. He could score literally
in your backyard,
and he was here. Like, that family is a LA basketball fan. His sister plays for UCLA right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, I don't know how LA, like, I just don't know how Rob fucked that up.
That would have been such a hit. That would have been so good.
So real quick, Warriors, the Kings are slipping. The Kings are having just a bad go of it right now. They're slipping out, and the Lakers and the Warriors are red hot. It's looking like the Kings is the odd person out. But if this comes down to it.
If I'm Sabonis, I'm pissed.
Yeah, because he put it up,
out of the MVP, man.
I've been telling y'all all year. Be quiet, Corey. I can't keep spreading that. That's Sabonis team, y'all. That is Sabonis team. But I'm here to ask, if it's coming down to a Warriors Lakers play in game for the 8th seed and the right to play, it looks like the Thunder or the Timberwolves at this point. Oh my God! Who are we going with? Are we Warriors, Lakers? One game wins it all.
A Warriors Lakers 9-10 matchup, a lose and go home situation, like that would get more views than the finals.
Like television. Oh yeah.
That would be early finals.
That 8th seed, just the opportunity to play two games instead of one game, that is so important. Like, and the Kings are slipping, so I could see them, one of them catching. You're right.
So 9 and 10 is a single elimination game?
Yep. Yep. Lose or go home. Win or go home. Yeah, win or go home. Big win or go home game. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, everything's shaking out. Because we're talking about the Kings. Can I get it? The other LA team that did just get evicted. It's looking a little rough. It's starting to look a little rough. Our hottest team in the West starting to look a little. Oh no! I mean, Paul George didn't play last night. Zoo was out last night. But shit, right before All-Star break, and I'm trying to chalk it up to like, man, James Harden doing All-Star. I know my boy was outside. Even in Indianapolis, my boy was somewhere in Houston getting it off. I don't know if I'm worried, because if Kawhi healthy, I'm like, well, this nigga roll the dice out there. Try your luck. But I'm starting to worry a little bit, y'all. I ain't gonna lie. I'm starting to worry about that.
It's just you can't watch Clippers games in Los Angeles. It's like impossible. So I like struggle. So I don't really watch them that much. But I'm not worried. I don't know. It goes Nuggets Clippers for me. I don't think that's gonna change. I don't think the rest of the regular season could make me change that unless they like completely fall off a cliff.
Not too much worry about the Clippers. Not too much worry about the Clippers. Yeah, it's just that point of the season right now. The Nuggets, that 32-16-16. The West goes to them. I don't care if they stay in the 3 seed, they go up to 1 or 2. This is the Nuggets West. Yeah. We all playing in Joker's world right now. When them boys want to lock down, is theirs.
I don't know. I was pretty confident in that like a month ago.
I don't know. You just got to watch like the Warriors Nuggets game that I watched. It was so easy for him. It just didn't matter. And he's going up against Draymond,
the
best defenders of all time. And it was still too easy for him.
Yeah, and we sitting here. Yeah, I don't know what it ain't no debate no more for me, man. I'm sitting here. I want my Mavs just to avoid a Joker. I want what the Clippers said. I don't want to be on the Lakers bracket side of the bracket a couple years ago. I don't want to be on their side of the bracket. I don't even want to be on their side of the bracket.
Bro, if he goes through the West, like if he beats the Thunder, the Clippers, the Wolves, and then goes beat the Celtics and goes back to back, we're talking like put him in the top 10 of all time, maybe. Like
that ran through some of the best competition ever. He did it last year. He ran through some of the best competition. He could ran through Book and KD shooting at 70%, ran through Bron red hot, ran through. He didn't give a fuck about no Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. That nigga was already, he playing the horse date after game one. He said, yo, so I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there this day, my nigga.
Did you guys see the Devin Booker Cam Whitmore scuffle last night?
I did. I loved. I wanted to say that when doing the draft thing. Got a little chippy last night. Cam, you know, Book is a bully. Book is a bully. If you let Book bully you, he'll bully you. So Book is going down the court. I mean, Cam had already gave him a little shove, but Book's running down the court. He gives Cam a little arm bar. And as he's backpedaling, Book running his mouth still, Cam runs right up to him, two-hand shove. I said, oh, yeah, this is what I like. Yeah. This is what I like. Go ahead, Ben.
But he wanted none of that. Like, he wanted absolutely none of the 19-year-old Cam Whitmore. Or the
not at all.
He didn't. I haven't seen him like that. Like, he wasn't I never looking seen him Book in the get eyes.
Punked. I ain't never seen Book get punked. Because Book normally, the light-skinned nigga that's be like, I ain't one of them. Yeah. But he got two-hand pushed, and Cam Whitmore, after he two-hand pushes him, Book tried to shove him again. Cam Whitmore almost punches him in the face if Book don't get his hands up inside. But Cam was going for the punch. You go watch the thing. Cam was going for, hey, fuck it. We could just squabble. Oh, my goodness. Hey, get Jalen Green off of that team, and I want to see some good Rockets basketball. They've had some good I'm serious. We've been talking about this Jalen Green thing. Get him out of there, dog. Get him out of there, dog. It ain't working. Give Amen Thompson the playing time. Shout out to Amen. Finally, Amen starting to get on the court. Yeah, just get Jalen Green out of there, dog. I don't care if you fucking went number two on him. Yo, number three, Jabari, is already looking like just a role player. So you got to get up out of this, dog. Shingun was the prize. That's a little aside. But shout out to Cam Whitmore, bro. I love that heart. Yeah, I've never seen Book get punked, so I thought that was dope. The Suns are still playing okay. Can we end on my Mavericks?
Yeah, I have like a little all-star recap or like
children of Max Strus.
It's the children of Max.
But we can talk about the Mavs. I guess the Mavs Cavs game, I mean, maybe the best game of the year so far.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, I was almost like a little too concerned how like up the Cavs were for this game and how like hype that stadium was. I was like, it's still February. Like
it was Slovenia night.
Okay.
It was Luka birthday week. Yeah.
Okay.
So he had him in there.
And yeah, I mean, it's Luka and Kyrie. They're built for playoff basketball. Like, and when the Mavs get hot, they're scary. And if there's one team that I think can make a run and upset the Nuggets or the Clippers, I mean, it is the Mavericks and Luka.
I've been impressed. I mean, this little East Coast trip is getting heartbreakers left and right, but I've definitely been impressed since the trades. I was here praying on the y'all know I wanted Daniel Gafford and Kyle Kuzma, but PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, I didn't expect them. PJ Washington's not even making shots right now, and I'm just loving his impact. He's guarding Spider, he's guarding motherfucking Kevin Durant. We got PJ Washington out there doing things I haven't seen from a wing in a while, and then the Josh Green emergence. It's just been beautiful. It allows Derrick Jones to come off the bench. We're not sitting here having Dante Exum discussions anymore. I just think some of the pieces and the ways we can play. You talked about JB's adjustments. I've loved some of the stuff I've seen from Jason Kidd pairing Maxie with PJ out there. Like, we've been closing a lot with Maxie. I mean, that was some of the difficulties with Evan Mobley staying out there. We were just like, oh, we didn't even got to go with the double bigs. We could just stretch you out. So I've loved that. But some of the stuff, letting Max Strus, oh, my God, 5 threes in the fourth quarter. Max Strus just started cooking.
Yeah, and I think that's an outlier. Like
Ben knows I was in the group chat talking crazy because it had looked like 5 minutes left. Luca had did the Luca. It was the seal.
Yeah. I felt that too.
I watch Mavs games every, you know, we watch our team. You know when it's like, yeah, that's it. Y'all can't come. If Luca feeling like this, pack it up. Spider was having like a slow fourth too. I'm like, yeah, pack it up, Bob. Yeah, they got it. And Max Strus turned into fucking prime Ray Allen. And
was crazy.
It was incredible. The back and forth was dope. I even, like I said, I love Luka seeing it going to PJ. And I was ready to go in there and proclaim PJ the best Maverick of all time. Like, this is my favorite Maverick since Sean Marion. Like, I was ready to say some outlandish things.
Like, I think it's more impressive. So we both had a back to back. Like, we both played a game next night.
Yep.
And you guys won at Toronto. Yep. I think that is like very impressive. We lost to the Bulls double overtime.
Yeah. Double OT. Yeah, I bet on Max Strus that night. So I was hot.
We got out rebounded like 74 to 39. Like, it was absurd. Like, we did not play that game. Like, there were so many possessions where like Caris LeVert didn't even look at the rim when a shot was going. Like, he was like, I'm not rebounding this. Like, it was crazy, like, how much of a drop off it was.
And that's what you were talking about, getting up for the game. Yeah, I think I'm loving the youth in the legs. Not that your team isn't young, but the youth in the legs is allowing that. Like, guys like PJ and Gafford just want to get up for every game because they've been losing so many games. He didn't even know how to react. I know everybody saw the slow-mo of him flexing the whole time after his shot and then watching the Strus shot go in. He was so excited. He don't even win games like this. So, guys, these guys are just – that's why I'm hating the little narrative going around. Niggas don't want to play with Luka. No, we all want to play with Luka. We all are having a ball over here in Dallas land. Oh, and
The Mavericks are good. They're fine. I'm just like, if it takes Max Strus playing like that to beat you, I think you do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I've never seen You know that video where John Wall walks up to Bradley Beal's like, I ain't never seen
him act like that.
All I saw was, I wasn't watching the game. Sorry, Mavs Cavs doesn't really move me. So I was like,
the two hottest teams in the league didn't move you.
Wow. I'm a hater.
Left coast elitism right there.
Yeah. I'm a hater by trade. So all I saw was the clip of Max Strus hitting the shot, and I see Corey's text like, what the fuck? But then I go back and watch the highlights, and I see, like, the last couple minutes of the fourth quarter. I was like, oh, this nigga was going crazy. Like, it wasn't just the buzzer beater.
He going toe-to-toe with Luka.
So if it takes that, I think the Mavs are going to be fun.
Yeah.
I do. I like the deep playoff run. Like I said, I do think we are one of the teams. Like, I know the Clippers has been the toast. The Suns are heating up. But I do think you put us in the right side of the bracket. I'm trying to stay out of that 3-6-2-7. And I do think we are only a game and a half, a game out of five. So I do want to be in that other side of the bracket where if I got to play Kawhi, I would rather play Kawhi in the first round again than have to see the Nuggets early. That is where I'm at. I would rather Luka have to battle Kawhi and it just be Kawhi Luke 3 and we get another classic. I do not want to see.
Yeah, and obviously, the first two installments were fantastic. Like, I would love for the trilogy to be completed.
It feels like the trilogy's got to win.
Oh my goodness, what a storybook.
it's got to be his time. He got to beat him sometime. I mean, this is probably the best team Kawhi's had too. I mean, it's the best team Luka would have had in that too. So, I mean, it is what it is. We'll see. I would obviously love one of the young teams. I would love Nuggets the Thunder or the T-Wolves. Everybody's going to be gunning for them too. And I think a lot of people, you think the Thunder, I think everybody should stay away from the Timberwolves. Everybody should stay away from the Timberwolves. I don't want to see what this new Ant-Man's going to become. We've seen Ant-Man in playoff settings where he's a 7 seed, 8 seed, never as a 1 seed with the best defense in the league.
The West is just so good. It's just,
the West,
I can convince myself that they're going to the conference finals.
The West playing through the 1 seed, we are going to have a ball in the West playoffs. Like you said, the East might be the Celtics Invitational for sure. Mm-hmm. But the West, oh my goodness, it's so much intrigue. Like, everybody besides, to me, New Orleans and Sacramento out of that 1-8 could be there at the end. They could be there at the end. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised. So, oh my goodness. Yeah, we excited. Second half of the year, I mean, we saying it's Joker's year. MVP's about to start heating up. We about to start getting a lot of more playoff intense games. Like, we saw that 21-point Laker comeback, that Cavs-Mavs game, that Nuggets-Warriors game. We starting to see it. Everybody's starting to play their best basketball. Everybody getting healthy. Your boy Dante Exum on the way back. He played in Toronto.
I told you. You're gonna like him, and then he's never going to see the court again.
No, we got him back. You know what I mean? But I like I said, Dante's back because he just is like, I don't know what number man he is. I think I love our 9-man rotation right now. You know, when you get to the playoffs, you 8 deep. It's like, who am I taking out of the 9? Yeah. I mean, I'm cool. I'll take Derrick Jones out, but then it's like, for the 8, am I taking Gafford out? I mean, I guess it'll be more matchup dependent with the Gafford. Thing.
Series to series, probably. Yeah.
But Dante Exum, it should allow Jason Kidd to stop playing fucking Tim Hardaway Jr. I'm not going to keep saying it, dog. The numbers with Kyrie and Luka are incredible without Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, I feel like you guys closed with him on the floor against the Cavs, right? Yeah.
He loves playing that bitch ass nigga in that 3 spot.
Josh in. I'm just like, why? Like, you have enough shooting, especially with PJ and Maxi now.
Bro, he loved Tim. And I think it's that loyalty thing, that shit JJ was shitting on Doc Rivers for. I don't care that you play with his dad. There's not the daddy. There's not a senior. He can't dribble. He can't play, mate. Get Jaden Hardy playing better defense now. Get somebody that's not Hardaway. Oh, my goodness. He worse than LeVert. He just don't see nothing but this shot for me. Like, when he out there, everything. Oh, who does this nigga think he is? All right, y'all.
Hardaway Jr.
Like, it's, oh, my goodness.
Jr.
Please get this nigga off my thing.
How much of the All-Star festivities did you watch? Because I watched quite a – I watched the – I didn't watch much. I watched maybe the first night, and
I watched everything. I watched Cassinat get iced out by Micah Parsons. I watched the Rising Stars little mini tournament.
Yeah, dude,
I watched everything.
The Rising Stars mini tournament. I thought that was like a lot of fun. The one game with the G Leaguers versus the
and they won.
Yeah, all the best G Leaguers versus all the league's best rookies plus Jabari Smith for some reason, the only non-rookie on that team.
Yeah.
And they won. And it's just like a cool thing to see is just like, oh yeah, these G Leaguers, like the what separates a G Leaguer from an NBA player? The margin is very slim.
I would agree.
Like they're ball, like Mac McClung, he's like, a fucking baller, dude.
They had a reason to come out motivated.
Yeah, it was
every time somebody would score, you know, me and my friend Deuce was watching. Every time they would score, me and Deuce would be like, "Who is this nigga?" You know?
Yeah.
So it was a reason. Like, I mean, they was coming out there playing, bro. They was playing like Taylor Rooks was front row. So it was just like,
I've been trying to find like the motivation. Like a true motivation and reason why I want to make it in comedy in LA. And I think it's to play in the Celebrity All-Star game. Like that's the goal. That's the goal for me.
So could you have gotten the 6 points that Kaisen and I did?
They need to tone it down with these players they're inviting. Only one professional athlete per team. Like you can't be running out Puka Nacua, Mecole Hardman, and Micah Parsons. Mm-hmm. Like that. Puka. That was like the best talent of a celebrity game I've seen. And Puka, like,
I'm with you. It looked like the football players. I don't know when y'all were in college when the football players started coming to the rec after their season.
Yeah.
And now you're like, oh, they get the hoop with y'all. That it looked literally like that. I'm like, oh no.
Crazy.
CJ Stroud wasn't bad at all either.
CJ was the best player by far. He was he's so good.
I don't know if y'all saw the little clip running around of CJ giving Hami Hakaz 40 in high school, but that was going around. Hey, shout out to the celebrity game because y'all fucked that up. But y'all know that was the Kaisenat game, and y'all messed that all up. The NBA just wanted Kaisenat.
they came out there. Numbers. Saturday. I will just say, last thing on the celebrity game, if Micah Parsons picked me to be on his team, I'd be like, no. Like, no. I'm never going to see the ball. Like, you're not passing it to anybody. Like, man, you don't look up. I'll just sit on the bench while you just, you know, drive to the rim and just tackle people and get to the
ball. Football players was doing too much, bro.
Doing a little bit. Damn,
niggas is too big to be doing that shit.
Yeah, and then you say last thing I saw the minute, like the game sucked. Yeah, the game sucked. Make the 3-point contest the last thing on Saturday instead of all. Yes. I want to see the three.
Agree.
I kept saying
completely that. Agree.
I kept Sabrina saying that. Should have been the last thing on Saturday night.
I know, and Kaylin gonna enter the draft this week. She's trying to get in that 3-point game next year. I see you, Kaylin. Indiana Fever up. Aaliyah Boston, Kaylin Clark.
Yeah, hey, Aaliyah Boston and Kaylin Clark together is gonna be nice, man.
Yeah. We're gonna have to get them $12 tickets. Boy, I'm about to sit front row.
Yeah.
All right, Cap Room.
It was nice to see you guys. I had a great time.
Great to see you. Hey, this is going up immediately, finally.
I'm glad we're back. We took the All-Star break. I'm glad we're back.
Yeah, we're moving like James Harden out here, man. No work. Hey, yo. But we back. Y'all keep capping. We'll see y'all next week. A lot of interesting games coming up.
Peace.
Peace, y'all.